Well, Up for Debate Show with Drew is back.
We're stopping and stalling, we're running in them circles again.
I'm fired up for this show, if you can't tell. I'm ready to go. I've lined up all the guests, and I love just ready to go on my own show, pretending that this is a real thing. I went to school for this. A little too late in life, which is fine. So I like to pretend this is a real show. Got my guests. I got Nathan. I've got Brad coming back. I've got another brother who will be joining the show for his first time. Not going to tell you which one. We also are going to have Matt Pitcher joining us to talk about the NFL. I didn't get into the NFL near as much last time as I should have. So we'll get into that. Buster will be back as well. We went to a little party slash dance tonight, and the funny thing is like whenever you get into a discussion with people that are into their career, and a prominent one, with someone like me who doesn't have like a prominent career, it's more of like an unknown one, which is, I'm in a great career, I love what I'm doing, but it's not something that's like a talking point. You know, you're chatting it up with Kevin, what do you do for work? Oh, I'm a doctor here in Tabor. Nice. Good, well for done for you, bud. You know, you talk about being a doctor. Next guy, what do you do, Steve? I'm a school teacher. What? Way to go, man. That's a sweet job, sweet gig. What about you, sir? Oh, I'm a dentist in town. Wow, you're a dentist. Okay. All right, I see you. I see you. What do you do, Drew? I'm one of the foremen at Simplot Chin. Ninja dust. People are gone. It's just not a talking point. So I found that funny. You know, we're talking to people tonight, and that's talk about being a doctor, talk about being a dentist, and then it's just kind of like, I guess I could tell them I'm doing a podcast, see if they want to listen in. It's kind of more of a joke than anything. I mean, I'd take it seriously, but hey, such is life. Again, I'm fired up to talk about this. I haven't talked to my brothers all week. In order for the show to be fresh, to be real, I don't want it to be, you know, pre-recorded, pre-rehearsed or anything. I'm calling my brothers up, told them, hey, this is like three topics I'd like to talk about, and that's it. So I'm looking forward to actually hearing from them. I haven't talked to them about Flames games throughout the week, about any NBA throughout the week. It'll be good to have actual real discussions, and I'm hoping you guys get involved. Please. I know I put this out there, but didn't hear anything back, which is fine. This isn't part of people's schedules to get back to me. But I hope to hear back about things you want to talk about. You want to talk more about the Vancouver Canucks? We can do that. We can definitely do that. This cast, I'm excited for. Up for Debate, coming at ya. Let's go!
We're back. I can't wait to get this fired up, putting my little brother Nate up first. Look forward to talking a little NBA with him and having a good discussion just about random fantasy stuff that we would do in the past. You know, just good discussion. So, hey, let's not waste any time and let's hit up Nathan. Nate, how we doing? We're bringing you in with Ice Ice Baby. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah. Dude, top 10 guy of the 90s.
Oh, dear. Nate's main man. Vanilla Ice. I just love this song. We're like that. Can't even talk to you without listening to the song. I gotta turn that music down. Nate, what did you, have you had the chance to follow the NBA this week? I've had a crazy week. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm not doing a great job. Your NBA insider's been watching too much hockey and not enough NBA.
Yeah, well, it happens to us all, and that's fine. And we can talk a little NHL. That's totally fine.
But we probably should talk about the NBA, as that's why we brought you in. Now, one of the questions I had from you right off the top, Nate, was that I just noticed that Jimmer Fredette has just been signed by the Suns to a 9-day contract that could turn into a full year contract. What are your thoughts on that, hearing that?
He what?
Jim. No. Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
Oh, breaking news! Da 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 da.
I thought he was still playing in the shark for the Sharks or something in the China League.
Oh yeah, no, he's done with the Sharks. Their season ended. He's done with the Sharks over in China.
Jimmer Media is coming back to the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. No, and like the thing about Jimmer, like I think a lot of people take him as like he's wanting to be the star, and because he was a star, this guy doesn't mind being a role player. And so like I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm not saying he's going to be lead a team to a championship. But like in an NBA right now where shooting is at a premium, like why could he not impact a team shooting a couple threes a game? Like give me a break.
Well, like, and that's what he needs to go to. He needs to go to a rebuilding crappy team like the Suns and be able to have the ball in his hand, to shoot the ball, mm-hmm. and to give them quality shots throughout the game, and that's what he needs to do.
Well, exactly, and I haven't looked at the score tonight. I had been busy at a family function. Looks like they're down by 6. And I made a bet with my uncle that he wouldn't score 15 points. And my uncle's like, oh, he's going to score 20. And I'm like, hey, well, settle down. Like, he hasn't been in the NBA. He's been playing with the Sharks in China. Jar Jar Bing. Jimmer Fredette, 0 points, 4 minutes, 2 rebounds. The guy's getting fired up to play.
Like, there he's going to. Eight more for 10 more rebounds, Jimmer. There you go.
6 minutes left. He isn't going to get. Like, that's my other problem, though. Like, give the guy some playing time. How can he make any impact at 4 minutes?
Well, like, your season's over as the Phoenix. Like, play the guy all 9 games. Let him show.
Well, exactly. I don't understand why he didn't pay 12 plus minutes. Like, he's, like, they did this Middleton guy for 19 minutes who put up 3 points. This guy scores 3 points with 19 minutes, and Jimmer scores 0 and 4. Surely there's some improvement. You could have given Fredette some more time.
Yeah.
Like, that's retarded. But anyways, that's cool. It's cool that you hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
Like, I think he could be an impact player on the bench. Like, what's wrong with that? He wasn't part of the cool kids club. Like, and I think now that his reputation has maybe grown a little bit as a good hard worker, that, like, maybe he could get into the NBA and be something. Because when he entered the NBA, politics hadn't really taken a role. And I think now there's so much politics with, like, accepting everybody that, like, this guy could find himself in a place that, like, hey, accept me for who I am.
Yeah, it's like if you weren't part of LeBron's boys, or, like, you had some kind of connection or something like that, you found yourself on the outside. That's what he found himself.
Exactly.
He found himself on the outside, headed to China.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, that's a fun little tidbit. Okay, so my main discussion I'd like to have with you is not about current NBA. I think the regular season's boring. I think it's worthless. Like I said, Golden State getting beat by people, who cares? They probably could went the whole season winning, but when an 82-game season seems worthless, the guys just aren't into it. So, what I want to talk to you about, if you had to pick 5 players in an NBA, like, in of past players, current players, to win a 7-game series. So not your top 5 of all time, but just 5 players you would gather together to win a 7-game series, NBA Finals. Who would you pick?
Oh, man, you're giving me too big of a pool here, current and X.
I mean, most of it is going to be X, but, I mean, you can totally pick current.
No, I would definitely take... I take Curry as my point guard, just because of his outstanding shooting and ball handling skills.
Yeah.
He's able to get people involved. He's a good leader. I probably take Ray Allen as my shooting guard.
Okay.
Somebody that Curry can play off of is another, deep threat shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably take Tim Duncan. I am a huge Tim Duncan fan.
Timmy!
Based my bank shot off of Tim Duncan. Just went to that bank shot in the backyard. That's how I beat you. Whenever that 1 out of 5 games when I beat you, I just stuck to that bank shot.
That's right. Accidental bank shot.
Accidental. man, Tim Duncan. I'd probably have Dennis Rodman flexing those boards.
Okay, my team's going to slaughter yours, but keep going.
No, please. No way. You've got to have toughness in the NBA playoffs. This is... Rodman is the key here.
LeBron James has been to eight NBA finals. You don't need toughness.
We've got one of the greatest centers of all time, totally underrated. Two of the best shooters of all time. And I've got the best rebounder at his position of all time.
You've got a bunch of Barbies on your team.
You can't get tougher than Rodman.
What happens when Rodman has to shoot it, though, right?
He doesn't have to shoot it.
He will against my team.
He
keep going.
He never did that in his career. He never did that.
Keep going. Just keep going.
And, to close up my lineup, I'm probably going to go with Shaq. I'm going to have a big big lineup there.
That's a good choice right there. Shaq can get you some threes.
So, there you go.
That's your five. Okay, my five. My five, I would take. I can't decide whether I want Irvin Magic Johnson as my point guard or Steph Curry. Now, I thought about Steve Nash. I thought about Stockton.
I thought about Steve Nash too, but he can't play defense. Let's be honest. He was okay.
The thing is,
play defense.
The thing is, I'm not worried about defense because in the NBA you can do a lot of helping. So that's not what I'm worried about. I'm just saying, like, what am I doing to win a championship? That's the other thing. We're not saying best of all time, which is why I shouldn't laugh at your list because you're right. It's just a 7-game series. Who's going to win? And benches matter. But in this fantasy world, we're going with whatever. But I would probably take Steph Curry. I'd probably take Steph Curry just because. I mean, he's amazing. I think he would dominate him. I would take Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan on my wings. Like, I'm going to destroy your team already. Let's just put three against five.
That's not going to work. You've got three guys who have to have the ball in their hands, and you have them all in your backcourt. That's not going to work.
Well, it will. Steph Curry just needs to shoot a couple threes. You got MJ and Kobe on both my wings.
Well, Kobe and Michael are going to get into a fist fight by half because they both want the ball.
Oh, I just think at any point, both. This is just. I'll just pick one of them then. Okay, I'll take Michael Jordan on one wing. I'll take John Stockton on my point guard then, just because he can pass. I'll take John Stockton with, Michael Jordan. We're not talking chemistry either. Else, I would take Malone. So we have Stockton, MJ. I'll take Shaq as my post. I want to say Kareem, but
unstoppable sky.
I also want to take Steven Adams. Just kidding.
Give something for the fans to cheer.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so I'll take. So I got Shaq, Michael, Stockton. I still, like I said, I still might just take Curry for the fact that, it's a tough call.
He can fill up your backcourt.
I'll take Scottie Pippen because he's the length. That's the thing, the length of those two guys. And then my final one, I'm going to take, I was going to take LeBron, but I don't know if I want to take LeBron. I think I'm going to take, I kind of want to take Dwayne Wade, but.
See, and I've thought about Pippen, but me personally, I think Pippen was overrated.
If I'm not worried about who's going to touch the ball and this and that, I'll just be honest, this will be my five. Stockton, Kobe, Michael, Shaq, and like Kareem. Actually, no, I'd take Charles Barkley.
That's who I would take. Player,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be my five. Kobe, Michael, Stockton, Shaq, and Barkley.
That was good. I like Barkley. Good choice.
So, anyways, I think it's a good debate. I guess I think it's a lot of fun for people to say, well, in a 7-game series, like you're saying, your guys all have to touch the ball and they all need it. I'm saying that I think if I put those 7 guys together or those 5 guys together and say, like the dream team, do you know what I mean? Like what they did,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, hey, everyone all go out there and win together, I think they would do it. I think if you're talking about a whole regular season and you having to do multiple, this is just 7 games. Get out there and win and beat the other guys. They'd come together. Anyways, that's just my opinion on that. Thanks for coming on, Nate. Good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Well, the Up for Debate show rolls on. We got a couple more guests coming up here. A little bit NBA, a little bit more hockey and NFL coming up. Got a girl from the south side. All right, Up for Debate is back. Joining me on the line, my main man, Brad. Brad, how are we doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing fine. Little cloudy out today, but doing good.
Well, that's good, that's good. Yeah, we got a little bit of rain and snow here as well, so that's good. So, great game last night for the Flames, eh?
Oh, excellent game. It's good to see them battle with a low-scoring game, just like we might see in the playoffs.
Well, that's exactly right. That was what I was thinking, too. I was like, you know what, for a team that's out of the playoffs in Vancouver, still a good team, and a team that I selfishly am going to be looking forward to next year about how good they're going to be, for them to grind out a win against them, and like you said, a low-scoring game, and in a game where your fourth line contributed all the offense, I think that was a great win for them.
I totally agree with you.
Now, going into the playoffs, now that Calgary, what does it mean for Calgary to be the top seed in the West? Like, what does that mean for them in your eyes?
Well, I think it's quite huge. Whenever you can have the home crowd behind you, cheering you, and just have that home game, mm-hmm. always pays off in the long run.
Yeah, that seventh game could come in crucial. Now, if the playoffs started today, Calgary would play... I think it's Colorado. It's Colorado. How do you like that matchup? It's either going to be Colorado or Arizona as of right now.
Well, I think it's good if they can play Colorado. I thought Colorado has one good line, you know. Mm-hmm. Haven't watched them a whole lot this year, but I think if they can shut down that one line, that they can beat them and stuff. Not saying Colorado's not good. Yeah. They have some good goaltending, yeah. You know, but we have all four lines that are rolling right now pretty good, and I'm happy to see that.
Would you rather Colorado, Arizona, or Minnesota in the first round?
Oh, I'd go with Colorado.
Colorado? I want to say Arizona, but they've been hot. Minnesota scares me because they play a defensive game, so I think I'd agree with you. Calgary's played quite well against Colorado.
Oh, well, for sure, you know. Like, I thought they played good.
I think they play really good against them. Now, going into the playoffs, though, who do you go with as a goalie, though? Are you going Riddick? Are you going Smith?
You know, off the bat, I thought, okay, totally Ridge. You know, I'm going to go with him all the way. But when I really thought about it, Smith has picked his game up quite a bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's always the first game going to any playoff series is one of the toughest, you know? Nerves are flying, you're nervous. And I would go with Smith when I thought about the big picture. Smith is a guy that has been there before in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and I think he can handle the first game, you know. But Riddick is the guy of the future, and we don't want to burn him out or wreck him in the first game. So I think we'll go with Smith. He's the guy that was supposed to be your number one, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. For me, I'm probably going Riddick, just for the simple fact that they've gone to Riddick. They went to Smith at the start of the year. He failed. They put in Riddick, and he's ran with the ball. So I think you're due justice to give Riddick the first two games. If Calgary goes 0-2, I think that provides Smith the relief of not it being his fault. Do you know what I mean? And allowing Riddick, or for Smith then to come in and be the savior, versus the other way around. If Smith struggles, I think the pressure on Riddick could be too much. Do you know what I mean? So for me, I would put Riddick in first and allow him to go with the ball. But you're right. Smith has been really good as of late. My only issue is that Smith, in the games that he's won, against lesser teams and not a lot of scoring chances. Now, this last game against Vancouver, he had quite a bit. But, I mean, it's a tough choice. I think, if anything, at least they're going in with two goalies that are playing good instead of two goalies that are playing bad.
Agreed.
Now, with this playoff format, which I hate, I would rather see 1-8. Are there any other, like for you, is that the only way to do the playoffs, 1-8, or how else would you want to do it?
Well, I would probably tweak it, you know, a little bit. They've been talking about this, I know what other leagues they've been doing it in, but the WHL that I just heard about is that they have like a little playoff for 8th and 9th, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it'd be awesome to have that battle for television. I think a lot of you would tune in for that game, and it would kind of
kick off the playoffs and get people more excited about playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I just don't understand why they ever went away from 1-8. I think if you're doing 1-9, I think it diminishes the point of being the 8th seed, so I probably wouldn't do the wild card, but I get what you're saying. Like, the play-in, it provides, you know, teams with that energy. But I just don't understand what's the big fad about this wild card thing in the first place, because it's just too many good teams leaving in the second round. Like, Calgary could be out of the second round. Winnipeg, San Jose could be out. San Jose has to play Vegas in the first round. You could have two teams out in the first round. Doesn't make sense to me.
But that's okay. I guess that's what is good about debating, you know. It gives us sports guys something to talk about.
Oh, it definitely does. Now, for Calgary, they have LA in their next game, which they've always had a good rivalry with them. And I think this could be another tough test for Calgary that I think is good for them. I really think, like, coming down the stretch, they play two against Anaheim, two against LA, two against, there's one other team. I think they have to play Vegas again. And good, hard games going into the playoffs. Like, what did you want to see from Calgary in the last eight games of the season?
Well, I want to see, give some of their stars a little bit of rest a little bit, you know, so mm-hmm. they don't burn them out. But yep. I want to see Calgary just be a little more aggressive, you know, and stand up for their teammates and just be a little more, you know, not take any crap from these teams that are just at the bottom of the league, just trying to spoilers maybe, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
More grind.
For me, going into the playoffs, what I'd like to see is I agree. I think I would like to see Calgary, I would like to see them rest guys, but at the same time, if you're playing good, you want to get that top spot in the West. So if they can find nights that every once in a while, I guess, you could maybe drop a Monahan or drop a Gaudreau for a game or so, but it's tough. What I'd like to see from them is I would like them to play one goalie throughout the rest of the year. I would like them I would like them to say, okay, Riddick, you're going 7 of the last 8, or you're going to go 6 of the last, you know what I mean, 6 of the last 8 or something to choose. And if he struggles for 2 or 3 games, 4 games, then you give it to Smith and Smith plays the last 4 games of the season and you ride that goalie into the playoffs. That way a starter knows he's going in, you know?
Oh yeah. No, I think yeah, that'd be good. You want a goalie on a roll than just sitting flat and then try to go in the playoffs.
No, exactly. Okay, Brad, we're doing trivia time again. How many points does the Tampa Bay Lightning have right now?
Oh, I want to say 120.
Oh, spot on. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I see you. All right. Who has the worst record in the entire league?
What team? Let's see. Ottawa?
Nailed it. Brad, yes. You're 2 for 2 this week, unlike last week. I like to see that. We'll stay in touch with you, Brad. I want to talk to you again later in the week to kind of go over the next time we talk, it'll probably be 2 games before the playoffs start, which will be good for us to go over. By then, I would think there'd be a solid matchup for the playoffs. So it was good hearing from you, and stay in touch.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
We'll talk with you later. See you, Brad. That was Brad Orr coming in with some of his hot takes, some of which I agree with, some of it I don't, but hey, that's what I like to hear. We will be back here in just a minute. I think my next guest, which can change because I'm just doing minute to minute, I think I'm going to be having Matt Pitcher with me tonight talking about the NFL. And then as usual, our bonus coverage will be of Buster Wilson. We might even throw Matt into that bonus because it looks like I only have a couple minutes left here to the jabber. So we'll come back after this little break and we'll end of this recording. Well, it's been a good cast. I've enjoyed having the guys on, talking sports again. I'm still trying to figure out kind of the theme I want to go with this. I think every week is going to be a little different. Although this cast only has 1.5 minutes left. I've got other systems I can do to make them longer. I'm just too lazy to worry about something I don't get paid to do. So hopefully in the future I can just make this one big long one. But for now, we'll have to do a bonus cast. So that'll be the next one. I'll post this one right now.
And then you'll see another one come up a little bit later tonight, maybe even tomorrow, with Matt Pitcher and Wayne and potentially Buster. So hope you enjoy those. I've really enjoyed this. I think it's been a lot of fun. If anyone didn't watch that Duke UCF game tonight, you missed a good game. There's my wife trying to call me. So obviously this cast has got to end quick. Hope you all enjoy it. Have a good week, and please send in questions, comments, or anything. It kind of helps my show move on a little bit better. That'd be helpful. Or if anyone would love to come on and talk sports, that would be even better. I'd love to get a new person on here. Anyways, have a great evening. We'll chat with you guys later.